Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Rockers for Wildlife, Paul Paget.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Carrie LeBlanc. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
A funny thing happened on the way to the studio. Actually, it started happening a couple days ago. But, you know, thankfully, we're at the point in our show where we have so many people that want to be on the show, and we like to pick people who are doing interesting things and creative things, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But normally things flow just really nicely. And we were able to book about a month or 2 months in advance at this point. And interestingly enough, with this particular show, something happened with the musical guest who will remain unnamed, because that's not the important thing. But the important thing is what happened is that the musical guest, who is in the music business, who was asked by somebody who knows her as a singer and who wants to be helped as a singer, when she was booked for the show, we told her exactly what we wanted from her, which is the same thing from all our guests, is to perform live, and preferably like unplugged with instruments, etc. And so it seemed like the last minute, even though it was a couple of days ago, we found out that she had no intention on doing that, because she can't do that, even though she has thousands of songs, supposedly, or 1,000 or so, and that she's recorded and she's done all kinds of stuff, and she's a singer, and she wants to get out there as a singer. She doesn't have any tracks to sing to, and she can't accompany herself, and nobody she knows her songs to be able to play them, and she doesn't know anybody she can get to play this. Now, she's been in the industry a while, wanting to get noticed, wanting to get attention, and here came this opportunity for her to be on our show and for her music to be presented. And at the last minute, she's saying, oh, by the way, you know, I'm not going to sing live, just play my CDs. Well, we don't do that. We haven't done that. And so we had to say, we're sorry. And it's interesting, and we'll talk about her in a minute, but Tess Cacciatore, who's our guest co-producer for this show, said to her, you know, this might be the universe trying to tell you something, she told her, that if you're wanting to put yourself out as a singer, maybe you ought to be ready. Maybe you ought to, you know how to show up. And it's interesting, because a little while back I took a seminar, and it wasn't one of our seminars, but there was a young man there who I have known, actually, and there was something about him I didn't know. When he shared with a group, he said he wanted to be a comedian, a famous comedian. He wanted to make a lot of money as a comedian. And I thought this was interesting, because I had never known that he actually wanted to be a comedian. I haven't found him to do or say anything funny, and he's never mentioned this, even though I've known him. But what I also know about him is that he has had a sexual orientation dilemmas, or I don't know what the story is, or whatever. How do you say that? Sexual orientation issues, or anyway. Mark's looking at me like, I'm not going there.
I'm not quite sure.
You're on your own.
I think
own
you've said it twice, so I don't know how so, better until
anyway,
I hear the rest of the story.
But the point is that I know that he hasn't wanted people to know whether he's a girl or a boy yet, because he hasn't decided. So he's kind of, as we would say, in the closet about either or, and kind of keeps to himself. And
gender,
it's kind
identity?
Of, gender identity. Gender identity. Thank right. you. Okay. So he keeps literally in the closet about this, and he hides himself everywhere he goes. And then he's going and telling people at a seminar that he wants to be a famous comedian, recognizable on TV and make a lot of money at this, is like the incongruity here. And this is the interesting thing, because people go to these seminars. This is a plug for our recalibration, if I think about it, the workshop. People go to these seminars saying, make me famous, make me millions of dollars and all that. So yeah, we could, you know, help you be a better comedian. But if your real intent inside is to not get out there, is to not show up, is to, you know, whatever. Actually, our guest has a phrase that he has. What is the phrase he used?
It's about arriving.
Arriving. Yes. Thank you, Paul. Not arriving. Then it's not going to work.
That's right.
But what finally did work is that what is the show is exactly the show we have today. So thank you, guest co-producer Tess Cacciatore, for making it work. We have a great guest who was going to be our guest all the time, actually, Paul Paget. And then we have a musical guest, Carrie LeBlanc, who showed up and arrived and on time and with tracks. And here we go. So there. All right. So we'll be right back right after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. This is the Life Changes Show. I am Filippo, and I've caught my breath.
I want to rename that segment the Monovent.
but it's a life coaching moment. I mean, it really helps, you know, and myself included. It's like, I've needed those kind of moments, shake-up moments.
We all do.
Absolutely.
We get in our own way. We find ways of you know, holding ourselves back in magical ways that we don't even know. So bringing it forward and holding her accountable and, you know, as a lesson for all of us to hold ourselves accountable, I think, is hugely powerful, and I'm glad you did it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I actually tested it, but I shared it with the world. And so speaking
Thank you,
of
Tess.
Sharing with the world, you know, we like to talk about our show being one that has people who have, as guests, people who have either changed their lives, are out there changing other people's lives, or are changing the world in some positive way. Well, this man, it does all three and more. And so we're only going to get to talk about a couple of the things he does, but he's an entrepreneur, he's a philanthropist, a rescue pilot, a chief of marine line jumper, chief of marine operations for line jumper talent, National Geographic, radio host, and I could go on. Welcome to the show, Paul Paget.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How is everybody doing? Oh, yeah.
They can't answer. This is radio.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm so used to being on.
And you know that. Actually, you're on radio /TV/... Anyway, you know, thank you for that word, arrive, which is what seems you have done in everything you're doing.
It actually is. You know, and I was interviewed a few weeks ago about... They couldn't believe that I had accomplished 10 lives in the 50 years I've been around. And first off, it's time management. Second off, is never procrastinating. And third off, it's about arriving. And all three of those components I've got down to a science. And I've had to work at it. You know, it's just like the guest that was supposed to be here. One of the greatest things that can be taught and learned in these moments is to elevate by follow through and to have everything prepared and ready to go, because you never know when you might get the call and you got to move.
Nice. Well, obviously you have answered many a call, and I like your list of three, and somewhere in there, there was a phrase you used earlier that I like that probably has something to do with it. You said you made your hobbies your career.
I did. When I was six, I started playing guitar. And it was interesting. On my birthday, August 10th, when I was six, I got my first guitar and I got my first camera. These were pivotal moments.
Interesting.
And then Christmas, I ended up, you remember those little Cox airplanes that you put the fuel in and start the prop and fly them around? They had the string on it.
I think I'm too young for that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I end up with my first kind of semi-remote controlled airplane. So think about the level of the power at 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
So not only did I become a professional photographer and shoot with National Geographic, I also became a professional in the entertainment industry, playing guitar and toured with Kool and the Gang and Gap Band and HBO and all kinds of fun stuff when I was in my 20s. And now it's come full circle. I became a pilot.
Yeah.
So I was inspired by that stupid little airplane trying to get it off the ground and lift and gravity and all of that. So I started really going after it at an early age. And I knew then that that's what I was going to be.
Be careful what you give your kids for Christmas and their birthdays at 6 years old.
Yeah, it might. You know what's crazy? I'm doing I have a lot of art that I do as a photographer, but I found I've had my original camera, my little Kodak Brownie, from 6 years old. I've carried it forever.
Wow.
My grandpa died a handful of years ago, and my dad last year gave me his Canon AE-1, if you all remember those old 35 mils, and it was in pristine condition. So I'm now doing, and I've got the new Canon 5D Mark IV, which has just transformed everything in the industry. I'm doing a thing called Generations. So I'm going to actually shoot with my camera from 6 years old. I'm going to shoot with my grandpa's camera from back in the 70s and 80s.
Wow.
And then I'm bringing it full circle and bringing my camera into the play and doing a full-on art gallery premiere with it.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome.
Because you have so much time on your hands.
I do. You know what's interesting? We have 168 hours in a week. Most people don't realize that if you broke down your life of how many hours you work a week, how many hours you spend on computers, sleep, all of that, do you know that in my motivational series that I usually find 25 to 35 hours a week on an individual? And everybody, I can ask a whole auditorium, does anybody feel you have any extra time every day or through the week? And everybody will say no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I shattered their world that you're losing 100 to 150 hours a month.
So now you're the time giver.
I am the time giver.
You give time.
I do give time. It's like a time machine almost. But it's interesting space. That's where people miss the mark, is that we're not taught any of that. We're not taught the relevance of time.
Right.
And then this whole concept of being casually late being a cool thing. By the way, everybody, it's not cool that you're wasting somebody else's time out there.
Mm.
You know, I always learned, I'm an Oklahoma boy, so, you know, we got to pick switches off of the bush if we lied, told any tall stories. My grandpa was all about integrity, a handshake, and your word. You lose those three, you've lost everything.
Some people might not know what picking a switch off the bush. That's
okay, that dated me. Okay, so if we got in trouble back in the day before everybody would, parents would end up in jail over beating their kid, we used to have to go out to the backyard. There was a specific bush out there that had these whip-like branches on it that just kind of hung there.
And there was what, one per family yard or something?
In Oklahoma, I think it was just standard issue. The
builders came with the white picket fence and the switch bush.
You get the switch bush. And let me tell you, the first time Grandpa sent me out there to pick it, I come back with this little twig that's like a toothpick. He dragged me out by my ear and about chopped the bush down and beat me with the bush. So the next time I went out and had to, I only had three weapons. Well, I picked the biggest one, but I'm crying before I got in there. And he said, "What are you crying about? I haven't hit you with it yet." And it was the sound of it whipping through the air.
Hurt.
It was because I was kind of testing it. That was the mistake. I was kind of whipping it on the way in, and I could hear it whipping in the air, and it upset me so bad. I was crying. He didn't whip me with it.
He didn't even have to go the distance.
But anyway,
that's awesome.
That's a switch.
You know, we could talk to you obviously for hours, but I do want to get into this is the spice of life.
It is.
And without this, I mean, it's bland as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
But when we come back, I want to talk about some really serious things that you're doing. I mean, people have gotten a flavor as we have of how fun you are and you're a real guy and all that, and then you go and you do this real stuff that is earth-changing, life-changing, and positive. So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Paul Paget, about all of that. And then a little later on, live music by Keri LeBlanc, all here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Paul Paget, who is an entrepreneur, philanthropist. He's mentioned all this, a rescue pilot. It's amazing. And some of the things that we're going to talk about here in a minute, like, I don't know how this happened, Paul, but you've done something with coral, which tell us what some of us have been concerned that the coral has been dying in the oceans.
It's critical because everybody needs to remember we're a water planet, not a land planet. Most of my work with Line Jumper Talent National Geographic has been on making sure that we've got water, because without it, we're in trouble. And without oxygen, the rest of all these great things we're doing in life doesn't mean anything. Mm. So we've chopped down pretty much all the trees in the world that we need oxygen from. So now they're trying to plant trees, but you notice how long it takes a tree to grow. Mm. So that could put us out of its commission quick. Mm. So I started when I was in Florida training as a rescue diver. I had noticed a lot of these companies were going out with these snorkelers and whatnot, and they're breaking corals left and right. It was tragic when we were underwater. We were watching this happen.
Not on purpose. By
No, just by being out frolicking and having fun, and then the companies that are taking them out don't teach you about being mindful.
Like running through flowers.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. You nailed it on the head right there. So what we started doing, I took out four guys that we started going out at the end of the day and picking up the snapped-off corals. And a snapped-off coral that's about 3 to 4 inches is about 3 months old. So I created coral farms underwater with giant PVC trees.
This is amazing.
And we took these broken pieces back into the lab. We did this every day. And we were able to run them through ocean water. So we had it like it was a current. And we actually found that after 6 months, they had doubled in size. By 9 months, they tripled in size. We got with 3M, they created a non-toxic epoxy. We were able to tag the corals with a date and who handled it for future generations. And we could actually see how fast this was growing by a timeline. And so we took all those corals and went back into the ocean and planted those back onto the reef with
that
epoxy.
Amazing.
And we planted 157,000 corals in a 2-year period, off and on.
Wow.
But we've proven and debunked the myth of how long it takes corals to grow back. There, it's very resilient. You know, the study that just came out on the Great Barrier Reef, 90% of that reef's dying now. Yeah, but here's the thing. If we're mindful and we've got the right people and we've got funding, see, that's the key right there. Mm. I have fought governmental stuff more than anything. That's why the last 20 years I funded all of my own research. I didn't wait for anything. I didn't even wait for National Geographic or any of these companies we were working with to get off their rear ends, make the decisions, and actually go out and save the planet. In fact, just speaking of that, I don't know if anybody knows, but the biggest global event in the history of humanity just happened in August. All of the leaders of 194 countries and Obama just arrived in Hawaii in August about the parallel now that's shifted of the planet now is in peril. We have hit the tipping point of a point of no return. It's very serious. All of us that have kids and expect them to have any type of a planet, it is time for everybody to get very mindful of what is going on. There are specific things we can do. Here's what was jacked up about this whole meeting going out there is that we work with the top scientists in the world. We have action plans. And so I met with NASA not too long ago, and I beat them to death. My PR manager was pale. She said, how could you do that? That was a contact of mine. Well, here's the thing. They're spending $17 trillion a year to find planets 100 million light years away. I told them, I said, I'm going to change my theory on this when I see your space shuttle that fits 7.3 billion people on it. Because what it sounded like, y'all are going to take 20 or 30 humans and colonize somewhere else while we're stuck with all of this. Mm. So why don't you cut us half of that $17 trillion for 3 years? I'll take the top scientists in the world with action plans to save everything, remove the trash from the ocean, and we'll fix this thing.
And they said, okay.
Amazing how you would have thought that I was talking to deaf, dumb, and blind people. Hmm. It was unreal.
You know, it's interesting what you're saying and what you've been saying reminds me of a Buckminster Fuller quote that I like, and I'm sure you know. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And that's what you did with the corals, for example. You didn't wait for National Geographic or funding or whatever. You just did it.
That's it.
And now it's working. Is anybody continuing that, I hope?
I am. Well, there's a couple teams that already do it and have been doing it for years. And the Coral Reef Foundation out of Florida has spent a lot of time and effort on it. So I commend all of them. And I spun off of them to help build off of that. So now I'm assembling a team with over, I want to plant 2 million corals in the next 2 years.
Wow.
We now know what we were able to do with four people. And so it's like every year in Catalina. So I work on the kelp beds here. So I do a lot of local work also. But do you realize, and this is what will blow your mind, this is how unmindful people are. All of the harbor where all these yachts are pulling into, that the conservatory over there that states that they're there to do wonderful things to protect.
Yeah, he's making quotes with his fingers. Yeah. So yeah, it's called a conservatory.
Yeah, and it's insane because they only allow us an hour and a half a year that they shut that harbor down, and 400 to 500 of us as divers line up all the way around, all the way to the Casino Point, and we all go in and have an hour and a half to clean the floor of the ocean.
Wow.
And we pull out anywhere from 2 to 5 tons of trash in an hour and a half. Here's the crazy part about this. Yeah, some of it does blow in from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, but very little of it because that cove is kind of closed off. That's stuff that people are throwing in off their yachts. I find TVs. You know what's crazy about it's insane. So I found four marine batteries that were leaking acid, and it looked like moon craters on the floor of the ocean. And 40 to 50 feet out are the Garibaldis, the kelp beds, the beautiful part of that area. I went back because they were so heavy. I mean, we were going to have to lift bag them out. And so I got with the director and he said, we don't want you touching those. I said, so you're just going to leave them? He's like, yeah, because we don't want the liability that acid got on somebody, then we're liable for it. And I said, but we're going to go ahead and clean up everything, but we're going to leave acid pouring into this area.
The liability of what the acid's doing to the rest of the environment
right.
is not relevant.
So here's what we did. I took my airplane. I flew over, and we Navy SEALed it down by Descanso Beach at 11 o'clock at night, went in with lift bags. I had GPS coordinates. We went in pitch black into the abyss.
Tell me you filmed this with night.
I couldn't do it. Ugh. I had no way. And so
I would have come down.
I would have killed to have that on film. But yes. we lifted all four batteries. Wow. I got them around to Descanso. We got up to the plane, got them back over here and got them in the proper areas to be recycled.
Wow.
So, and there's the conservatory, not even standing up for their own area of why we're there in the first place. How can you leave that there? So these are the things we run into all the time. And here's the thing. I don't take no for an answer. No means they didn't understand the question. That's the problem I have with it. So we're finding solutions. And you know what I realized when we met at the IUC and all the leaders? Here's the key. It's all going to be independent people that save this planet.
And there it is.
That's it. That's the bottom line because, hey, we're not getting any help from the government.
And in a sense, you're creating a whole new movement. For a moment, I forgot myself and I was thinking, you know, why aren't people talking about this in the news and on shows and all that? And I thought, well, wait a minute. We are. This is what the Life Changes show is about. This is what your show is about. Exactly. This is what it is. Absolutely. We're doing it.
Yep.
And like you said, you know, there are now millions of people listening to your show, for example, and where that wasn't there before.
Exactly.
But you're right. It's a movement that's outside of the mentality, the old paradigm of protecting the rules that were put in place that don't protect the very basis that's keeping us all alive, the very nature that we, you know, rely on.
It's crazy because there was an area, and I don't want to blast anybody too hard, but there was an area that we were going to build in, and it was very important. It was for the homeless, and we came under strong opposition that we couldn't build there because there was some indigenous lizard there that they didn't want, that these protesters didn't want us to build on because they were afraid a lizard was going to get killed. But the 30,000 homeless that we were going to put in homes and pay for everything, that wasn't an issue. They're more worried about this lizard. We get very distressed out in the field seeing this stuff because we have wonderful solutions. I mean, think about it. There's 30,000 homeless veterans under the bridges in LA out here.
Yeah, probably not a good time to. We have the Lizard Conservancy as a guest next week.
You lizard man. So that's the biggest thing I think we face is that all of us that have kids, we want a better world, we want a better life, all of these wonderful things, is that we're going to have to take a stand and unite together.
And we have to do it. You know that you're right. This is one of the biggest things that we face is that we've been expecting others to do what we thought they were supposed to do or what they're hired to do or elected to do. And it's not happening, and so you're taking it into your hands, for example, and so many of us, and we're doing it. So here we are. What a great thing. Now, interestingly enough, we're gonna switch gears almost completely to something entirely different, from coral reefs to School of Rock. And you'll understand what that means when we come back. I know Paul knows all about that. And a little later on, music by Cary LeBlanc here on The Life Changes Show, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Paul Paget. And we've talked about so many things that he said. Paul, actually, let's give out some websites for people can connect with you and learn more about your stuff.
Absolutely. So if you want to look at my photography and great whites and some of the other stuff I shoot, you can go to paulpagetphotography.com. And my last name, for any of you all that, a lot of people pronounce it Paget. So the last name is P-A-D-G-E-T-T, Paul Paget Photography. .com. Then you can go to my Facebook site, Rockers for Wildlife. Rockers, number 4, Wildlife. That's a key component there. And if you want to go friend me on Facebook, it's Paul Lee Paget, L-E-E. It'll pop right up. And so those are the three portals that I think are critical. We've got a couple others that we're building now that the School of Rock stuff's kicking on.
Yeah, School of Rock stuff kicking off. You told me something that blew my mind. You said the biggest school in the world is.
Yes. So each year, School of Rock teaches over 20,000 students across 186 schools in 9 countries, teaching guitar, bass, vocals, keyboards, drums. And we combine that with weekly private music lessons, with group band rehearsals to prepare those students for stage and live audiences. And so we put them in all of the big things like Summerfest and Lollapalooza. And the masterclass was designed by my partner, Peter DeStefano. And he's had a very colorful career, worked with Porno for Pyros. He's done soundtrack work on Shrek 2, worked with Ridley Scott on The Martian. He's doing another movie with him right now. But he is a master teacher. And so what we're doing is circling back. All of this stuff that's been removed from schools, as far as like when we grew up, where we had music class, we had shop class, we had vo-tech, we could work on cars. There were so many things that helped you shape what you were going to be. Music is a key component that should be in every single school on all levels. Mm. And I could go real deep down that rabbit hole, but the bottom line is it's been taken out mostly. And we're going back and taking all of these wonderful, talented kids and funding everything. They never pay a dime for nothing. We supply them. If they need instruments, we supply them with instruments.
Wow.
We take them through this whole, they go through the whole School of Rock curriculum. And then we take the best of the best and they get to come to the master class. And so we're now kicking that off. It needs funded. It's a nonprofit. And so that's the key right now. We have now kicked it off and now we're pulling funding together for it.
Music is so important. Where do people go if they want to help fund that?
Well, if you want to fund that, I think one of the easiest ways is just to contact me directly so I can end up steering you on how and what. And so my direct number is 951-760-8156.
You're giving your number out?
I am, because you know what? I'm transparent. I absolutely want to talk to anybody and everybody.
Wow.
And one thing that most people will learn about me, and it ends up blowing their mind, is that I stop and talk to everybody. The bottom line is, well, my grandpa used to say, I'd rather network than not work.
Wow.
And that's very powerful.
That was your grandfather?
Yeah, it was.
The same guy with the switch?
Same guy with the switch. But the key is that I always wanted to do one thing, is instead of handing off to PR and publicist and management and talk to a secretary, I always send you straight to me. Because, well, the other thing is, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's rear end, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it. So why not call me direct and find out?
I have no idea what that meant.
No,
please don't explain. I'll figure it out later. Maybe the audience knows. But I'm back.
You can take the kid out of Oklahoma.
Whoa, when learning you, so much.
When you catch
today.
What I actually said, you're going to laugh your ever-loving rear end off.
Well, this School of Rock thing sounds amazing.
It's gold.
And you have some great people that are part of this, and is this Mission Earth? Is that having to do with the School of Rock?
Mission Earth has been my full feature film I've been working on.
So that's another thing.
Yes.
Okay. So and now we're on to.
He wasn't kidding when he said 10 lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do a ton of PSAs to educate, because education's the key, and so we educate through PSAs through National Geographic. But my stuff that I do is a full feature. I've been filming in different areas all over the world, working with bull sharks, great whites, coral reefs, turtles, chimps,
lions.
Can
we talk about sharks for a minute?
Yeah, we can talk about sharks. Yeah. That's one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know. Okay, yeah. So what are you doing there?
Okay, so 120 million sharks are killed a year. 120 million.
And they're killed for?
Shark fin soup. $100
just
a bowl.
Just for the fin.
For the fin, and they dump the 90% of the rest of the body to drown at the floor of the ocean.
We had Robbie Stewart on a while back. Do you know Rob? Sharkwater?
I know the name. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys are in the same neighborhood.
He's, absolutely.
He shares that same passion and knowledge, and that absolutely amazes me to hear this.
I don't think anybody knows this. Yeah, they don't. Well, here's the thing. Most people look out the ocean and see the surface. They see the surface, and it's beautiful, sun setting. But there is a whole ecosystem that is the biggest part of our planet, and it has to stay intact. And so if you remove the top predators, sharks, by the way, just to share with you all, 120 million sharks were killed last year. 6 humans were accidentally killed by sharks last year globally. Mm. So who's the predator? Mm. So really, honestly, all of this stuff, they're seeing sharks at the pier at Santa Monica. Those sharks have always been there, people. We're just more activity in the water. And that's the key. And they're coming in. Here's the problem, though. Let me share this. So open water, sharks swim forever and ever and don't ever find any food because we've wiped out our ecosystems in the water. Mm. So they've got to swim maybe thousands of miles. But here's the tragic part. Plastic is outweighing the sea life right now.
Wow.
So by the time we hit 2022 to 2025, plastic will absolutely outweigh life in the ocean.
Wow.
And
if we keep going the way we're going.
Yep. If we don't make a change right now.
Well, we're making a change. We're here for that. Let's get back to the lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Yes. So I work with the Wildlife Way Station for the last 9 years in Sylmar. It's about 30 miles out from here up in the Angeles National Forest. And so they've saved over 75,000 exotic and not so exotic animals.
Wow.
And we've got ligers and tigers and lions and chimps and bears and you name it, snapping turtles. It's across the board. But the one key thing is it's a private facility now. They've run through all kinds of problems with the city over it. But bottom line is it's a great sanctuary to help these animals that are in distress, have been beaten, have been left for dead, were circus animals, you name it, wealthy celebrities animals. We've rescued them from everything. In fact, we're very fortunate, and I want to commend everybody out there that worked on the sand fires with us. Our National Geographic teams, along with Wildlife Way Station teams and everybody else down there in the Sylmar area, we saved 775 animals out of the Wildlife Way Station within 6 or 7 hours of that fire. It just absolutely almost burned us up there. And then 250 horses were saved within that day.
Wow.
That were let loose by a rancher that just let them run because he thought it was better off to let them go find their own way, and they started running into the fire.
Oh, wow.
So then they put all of us as emergency responders in very harmful ways. So, but anyway, bottom line is, the good news is all the animals made it back home safe. They're alive, and they're being well-treated and taken care of. So
fantastic.
It is. So there are good things happening. People are doing mindful things out there.
Great job. There are. Thank you. This is not the end of this conversation that
Absolutely.
We're having here.
I hope not. It should be the beginning.
This is. This is the beginning. Paul, we all have your number now, so we'll just call you.
please. Here, let me just share this, okay? One of the easiest ways to reach me, if you're truly wanting to reach me, is just text me. Take that number and text me. Say, this is who I am. I heard you on this. This is what my interest is. And that way I'll get back with you. And I promise I will get back with you.
What about an email address? You don't believe in that?
You know what? Or? Yeah, I do. You could do that. You could do my name, paulpaget@ymail.com. And that's the letter Y. That's Yahoo. I don't know why they're doing it.
See, now I was going to say it, but then I thought, oh, there might be a misspelling on the notes that
Paul
I have
Paget
here. It's
Y, Y-mail.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y-mail.
I don't know where the heck
I've
they
never
came
heard
from.
Of it.
I hadn't either.
Y-mail.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for corals and lions and tigers and bears and
sharks
and for you know, how
schools
did you say
of rock?
Yeah.
we're covering a pretty wide spectrum.
And here, school of rock,
You know, one thing I want to say just in parting of this is that all of you all that don't feel you've got the extra money right now to be able to do something mindful and to help save the planet, be part of it. Remember, the power of one means something. So don't accept plastic bags at the store any longer. That's the key. If everybody does that daily, we will save the oceans. We will save all of these things that are happening that we don't see that are happening. Because you go to the store, you pick up your stuff, and then you throw your bags away, and they end up somewhere in the water eventually. Wow. So please be mindful. Don't carry water bottles either. Well, plastic water bottles. Carry your own.
Well, there it is. Thank you for that public service announcement. Seriously, and there's so much. There are avocados I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh
and
my
there's,
God!
There's Chipotle and Rubio's, Ooh. and so okay. Yeah. So we'll disaster really. All right. So with that was the beginning of Paul Paget, and there surely will be more. And now there will be more of the Life Changes Show when we come back with Carrie LeBlanc right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Okay, we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest Paul, and we're joined in the studio by Carrie LeBlanc. She's an actress, a singer-songwriter, an author, and a heart song coach. This is interesting. Talk about people who are doing a lot of things and showing up. One of the things I really like about what she says that she's healing the world one heart song at a time. Thank you, Carrie, for being on the show with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so grateful to be here with all of you tonight.
Oh, and by the way, you're the one that said yes, and here you are.
I said yes. It's all about saying yes, and then the details will just figure themselves out later.
And so they did. Well, you know, we're going to get to hear you sing and hear your songs in just a moment, but you've written a book for children.
Yes.
How one word will change your world. Tell us about that.
So it's how I turned my lemons into lemonade, because I was bullied as a child and I didn't have the tools that I learned as an adult. So I realized how important it is to teach children that the power is within them, and what you tell yourself does change the outcome of everything in your world. So how one word will change your world. You have to read it to find out what word that is.
Well, it's also an acronym, right? So there are many words.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it's the word empower and what each letter stands for. And it gives them the opportunity to always choose a word that's going to make them feel better and it's going to change their world, which is what you guys have been talking about tonight. So it fits in so perfectly.
Here. It sure does. And the book's available on Amazon.
Yes, on Amazon.
And again, it's called How One Word Will Change Your World. And I should say that the artwork in here.
Yes. Is all done by children.
That's really special. And a lot of it is just really adorable. It's all really adorable.
Yeah, it's just about teaching them how to find their voice, you know? teaching them through the vehicle of creativity, through singing and songwriting, and affirming the truth about who they are.
Well, speaking of finding our voice, your first song is kind of about that. What's it called?
It's called I'm Sorry, and it's based on the Ho'oponopono, which is the Hawaiian chant for forgiveness, which is, if you guys I'm sure know about it, it's a very powerful chant that I had the opportunity to recently be in Hawaii on Maui and actually teach the children my song and continue to expand the song through having them write their own verses, which was really out of this world.
Nice. Well, then, is it called
It's called I'm Sorry.
Oh, okay.
To make
it
easier for
okay.
people.
It, I was going to say it. Ho'oponopono?
Ho'oponopono.
Yeah, that one.
I've had that meal one time. It was really good.
And I actually know it. I just didn't remember how to say it. All right, so I'm sorry I messed it up, but here's Carrie LeBlanc singing I'm Sorry live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
I wake up each day with a space in my heart to forgive. I wake up this way with a space in my heart where I live. And with each passing year to reflect why we're here and we do. To commit to being all we came here to be, to let our light shine through. Oh, let in our light shine, let in our light shine, let in our light shine through. Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you. Oh, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. Wake up each day with space in my heart to forgive. I wake up this way with a space in my heart where I live. And with each passing year to reflect why we're here and we do. To commit to being all we came here to be, letting our light shine through. Let in our light shine, let in our light shine, let in our light shine through. Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you, I love you. Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you, I love you. Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you, I love you. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Thank you. That's Carrie LeBlanc. Now, I wanted to say Carrie Ann LeBlanc, but that's your website, right?
I dropped the Ann.
Oh.
It was too much for the kids, Carrie Ann LeBlanc, so Carrie LeBlanc was easier, so we shortened it to make it easier.
Okay, and is the website still Carrie Ann?
The website, giftofsongs.com.
Oh, okay, giftofsongs.com?
Yes.
Then that's what we'll send everybody, where they can get these songs. And this is actually a great song for kids, too, to
teach them the power of their word and they're finding their voice and the power of forgiveness. Yes.
Well, Hawaii is not the only place you've been to sing. You've been all kinds of places, yes. including Guantanamo Bay, yes. Cuba.
Yes, that was the most extraordinary experience I've had so far as a singer and a performer. I got to go there through the Los Angeles Music Awards. My song, Anything Is Possible, had been nominated, and then I was asked to go along with a group of rock cover group. But when they heard my original music, since it was so inspirational, I got to perform a couple of my original songs multiple times throughout Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and one of the most gracious audiences I've ever had. I mean, it was just amazing. Oh, so appreciated.
Wow. Well, good for you and good for them. So what are we going to hear now?
This is called Becoming Me.
Oh, that's what I was thinking when I said the song's kind of about that. Okay, Becoming Me. I thought that's what you were going to sing
first.
It was
originally a dance song. There's a dance version of it on my website, and it's actually going to be in a movie coming out next year.
Nice.
Yes.
Are you able to say what?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I'm actually in that movie as well.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let us know so we could post it on our Facebook pages.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. And
oh,
good
yeah.
for you. So
thank
Becoming
you.
Me was a dance song, and now did it not have lyrics before?
Oh, no, it had lyrics. And we just made an acoustic version of it as well.
Okay, so you could still dance to it if you wanted to.
You could still dance to it.
Okay, so we're going to expect that, of course.
Absolutely.
No, okay. So here is Carrie LeBlanc singing Becoming Me live on the Life Changes Show in Studio NoHo.
Oh, I'm still staring at the stars. Brings, but I know the fear is gone. I want the world to see, oh, just how much you mean to me. I feel something strong, and it's your wind beneath me. Can't you see we've come so far? Haven't had a chance to show you me. Oh, and what's truly in my heart? I've always known inside of me a little bird who will fly free. I feel something strong, and it's your wind beneath me. Becoming me, with friends that I can count on, wings I can rely on. Becoming me, by tearing down these walls, bringing out what's locked inside of me. Oh, what's inside? Becoming you, letting your light shine through.
tearing down these walls, yeah. Tearing down these walls, yeah. Becoming me with friends that I can count on, wings I can rely on. Becoming me by tearing down these walls, bringing out what's locked inside of me. Oh, what's inside of me? Oh, becoming me, yeah.
Carrie LeBlanc, thank you so much. You can learn more about her at giftofsong.com.
Giftofsongs.com.
Giftofsongs.com. Okay, thank you. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you once again, Paul Paget, and thank you for all you do and for being here with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What a pleasure. Well, what a great show this turned out to be, as we knew it would, and here we are. So with that, thanks to all, we also want to give a big thanks to our guest co-producer for this show, Tess Cacciatore. Thank you, Tess, very much.
Thank you, Tess.
We love you.
Thank you, Tess.
A big also thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo, who makes us sound so good. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
And with that, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue.
Thank you, Dorothy.
And our producer, Mark Lesher, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.